Hello and welcome back to Almost Goddess. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for joining me either on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or tuning in to our YouTube channel for a live video of this podcast. Thank you so much for being here and let's do some magic and spread some magic in this world. So the drinks of the day is matcha, as you may have guessed. One story that I want to share with you is that on the weekends, I treat myself coffee, premium one. Either I make it myself or I buy it at a coffee shop. The reason is I have something to look forward to. I'm so excited for the weekend, for that yummy, tasty coffee. With or without the jitter feelings on the weekend. This is something that I did to reward myself for a great week. Either it's been great, it's been shitty. Regardless, I treat myself with a good cup of coffee. Why am I doing that? I'm doing it to reward myself. I'm doing it to celebrate myself, regardless, because I get through the week alive. I get through the week better. So if you're someone who wants to do this with me, treat yourself on a weekend or just let's call it like a cheat day. Let's call it a cheat day. But instead of eating something that you're not eating within the week, you can just do it with the drinks, with the premium drinks, hot chocolate, coffee, ice cream, pizza. Yeah, I know pizza is not a drink and even ice cream. So let's cut that out on the list. But I encourage you to do this. I encourage you to do this to celebrate yourself, which this topic is closely connected to what we were going to talk about today. So yesterday, I'm recording this on a Friday. So yesterday, I didn't do anything for the business. I didn't plan anything for the podcast. I was supposed to record this yesterday, but life gets in the way. I need to do the laundry. I need to go to the grocery and run errands. So at the end of my day, I felt so guilty and shameful of myself for not doing any single act that contributes to my business. And it's not a good mindset to be in, let me tell you. The guilt is eating me the whole day. So when I did my journaling before I went to sleep, I ground myself, I breathe, and just hold myself right there and then. I told myself that this is not the mindset that I want to be in. This is not the mindset of the person I'm becoming. I don't want to preach self-love, self-care in this channel if I'm being hard on myself. How can I preach something I'm not doing myself? That's why when I journaled last night, I told myself that, hey, it's okay to have a rest day. It's normal. I told myself that, hey, it's okay to have a rest day. It's okay to rest. It's normal. Your body needs it. Your spirit needs it. And especially your mind. So yesterday, I declare that Thursday will be my rest day. Rest day meaning I will not post anything on social media. Maybe I will do some planning. The light work. Only light work that needs to be done for the business, because this is the life I'm aiming for. this is not the mindset of the person I'm becoming. So I told myself, use Thursday to learn. Use Thursday to learn anything, whatever you want. Let's call it a rest day and a learning day. So I'm not forced to post anything on social media. I'm not obligated to do anything. But you know, as a generator, sometimes I have those excess energy that I need to release. Feeling the shame and guilt is no longer an option for me when I do errands, when life gets in the way, because it will be. It will be. So that is one thing that I encourage you to do, to just set a day for you to just be ease and calm and relax. Go to the beach, watch the sunset. Like a self-care day, a self-love day. Treat yourself. The thing is, if your nervous system is used to a go, 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 go environment mindset, even though you want to rest, your body is on the go. It's on the flight mode. And you need that resting mode for you to function. The worst thing that could happen to you is not anxiety. It's not burnout. The worst thing that could happen to you is numbing. It's more than anxiety. It's more than burnout. I experienced numbing when I was working as a nurse at a provincial hospital. That is one of the noblest jobs one could ever have. It's a fulfilling job, don't get me wrong. But the environment and the mindset that I'm getting on that job leads me to numb myself, numb my feelings, and I don't even know what to feel. I don't even know what my body is feeling beyond that. Despite the emotional roller coaster that's happening in the hospital, you too get carried away with those. Even though you are self-aware, you are a nurse, you witness everything. Like, you witness everything from first breath of life to a last breath of death. And all the emotions in between. And those were the days that I felt so numb. On the 5-year experience that I have there, mind you, I was there for 5 years. During my last year, I felt that I'm a robot. There is something in me that I am doing without even thinking. Yeah, it's habitual. It's became habitual, which is a good for my nervous system, supposed to be, because I get to, it's also, it became a muscle memory. It saves energy for my body, but it feels no good for me emotionally. I became so numb that I don't know how to get out of that situation. The worst thing about numbing is that your emotions will get numb to the point that you don't know the way out. You don't know how to leave the situation. So that is one thing that I discovered beyond burnout. All people talk about burnout, like burnout at work, in life, but no one talks about numbness. Numbness is beyond burnout, you guys. If you were in a situation wherein you don't know what to do, you become a robot. Your well-being is being compromised. But still, you keep going. You keep going. Even though it's burning you out, it's toxic, but you keep going. Until your body will tell you to stop. And the way that the body is telling you to stop is sickness. And we both know it's not a good thing. Sickness is never, never a good thing, baby. What I realized from yesterday's experience is that I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm aware of what I felt. I'm aware of what I'm going through. I'm aware of what kind of emotion is this. One power that you need to acquire in order for you to become aware and control your emotion is for you to name these emotions. Labeling these emotions gives you the power over these emotions. If you know how to label this emotion, for sure, you will know how to solve it. You can even Google the adjective of that word and you will see what's on the other side. It will be easier for you to resolve something that is known. You're making the unconscious conscious in this way. You're bringing the awareness in front of you. You are disconnecting from this emotion by just naming it. You just disconnect yourself and see it from a different perspective, a different angle. So what I want to emphasize in today's episode is, can we just normalize rest day without doing anything guilt-free? Sitting, do anything you want. Watch Netflix all day. Get a bag of chips. Play games because you deserve it. You deserve to rest. You deserve to be in ease and calm. And just be with yourself and do anything that you want. For business persons, creators, entrepreneurs, this has been like a big issue in the industry, because when you are a business person, an entrepreneur, or a creator, you don't know when to rest, because most of your life or most of your days you're creating content, most of your days you are building something for your business. Most of the days you're showing up for yourself. So if you don't declare it yourself, no one will, because you don't have a boss to declare it for you. For those people who have a 9-to-5, it's been normalized. Like, hey, yeah, they said it's been normalized, but sometimes it's really not. There are companies who are demanding for an overtime during rest days. Money-wise, yes, sometimes it's rewarding sometimes, and we need it if we really need it financially. I've been there. I've tried working. There was one time when I was a dental assistant. I worked for straight 2 weeks without rest, without a day off, because I need that rest day to compensate for my leave, which is, at the end of the day, it's not rewarding at all. I've been tricked. At the end of the day, it's not rewarding at all for my body, for my mind, for my soul. I'm so tired. I feel bad for myself. What I would like for you to do for yourself is to celebrate. Let's start here. Let's start celebrating here in this podcast. As you were listening in this episode, let's celebrate, girl. So, I want you to think right here, right now, that tell yourself, I'm celebrating just so. I'm celebrating regardless. You know why I'm encouraging you to do this? Because celebration is a mindset. Celebration is not a big party, drinking, good food, and all that good stuff. I love celebrating. But it's also a mindset regardless. I don't know what you are doing right now. Maybe you're cooking, you're driving, or just watching this YouTube. But a girl, I encourage you to celebrate yourself. Celebrate living. Celebrate your worth, regardless. Because you deserve it. You deserve it, girl. Make your life a fucking celebration. Every day, celebrate your accomplishment. Every day, celebrate your failure. Every day, celebrate a shitty decision. Every day, celebrate your downfall. Just so, because celebrating is a way of telling yourself that I love you, regardless. It's a way of telling yourself that I'm worth it, regardless. It's a way of telling yourself that I'm enough, regardless. Because you are. You are one amazing being. And you, just living in this planet, is deserving of celebration. You know why I'm saying this? Because celebrating has never been normal. For most people, they think that they need huge achievement to celebrate. They think that they need some breakthrough. They need some life-changing events to celebrate. Of all, the right. Because celebration, it's a birthright. Celebration is a birthright. So, regardless of what's going on in your life right now, maybe you're not in the good position to celebrate, but at the end of the day, if you're breathing, if you have food on the table, you have roof over your head, celebrate. Celebrate those small, little, tiny things that you think don't deserve any recognition. It is. Every tiny little things that happen to you is not happening to you. It is happening for you. That is a Tony Robbins classic line. Life is happening for you, not to you. Anything is beneficial. Everything will always be beneficial. You might not see it right now, immediately, but somewhere along the day, the night, the coming months, you will realize that it happened for you. And I don't want you to be in the position of regretting yourself not celebrating. The most regretful things that an old people share in an experiment, in an interview, is that they fail to do the things they want to do when they have time, when they have energy. And girl, celebrating It's just one thing you could do for yourself right now. It's a reward that you could do for yourself regardless. If you think you're a failure, celebrate. Because you don't know how this failure will mold you into someone else. If you think you're broken, celebrate. Because when you're full again, you will celebrate more. No one is broken that has not been whole again. No one is failing that is not winning again. So celebrate. That is one core message that I want to emphasize. This is two messages that I want to emphasize in today's episode. It's for you to know that you deserve a rest. You deserve a break. Just so you deserve it regardless. And you deserve to be celebrated, girl. You deserve to be celebrated. You deserve to be celebrated. I'm celebrating for you. I'm celebrating for you on the other side of the world. I'm celebrating with you. Whatever you are in the world, whatever circumstances you're in, I'm celebrating for you. You got this. You got this. All right, that is it for me in today's short but sweet episode. Thank you so much for joining me. For all our listeners and viewers, thank you so much for listening in this personal rant. What encouraging. Thank you so much. And let's spread the magic in this world because magic is real. Thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel or leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or rate me on Spotify. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you so much for spreading the love and magic in this world. Thank you for being you. I'm celebrating with you. Follow me on Instagram at Raveya1. Send me a DM for all your questions, episode suggestions, or if you just want someone to talk to, you can just say hi and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much, you guys, and enjoy the rest of your week. See you again next Wednesday for another episode of Almost Goddess Podcast.